Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. Ketzad Marimin al Bachar. How could one person be Ma'arim on a Bachar? The halacha is that an animal, which is a firstborn, and a male, once it's born, must be given as a Bachar. It cannot be redesignated as another carbon. However, if it was designated to be a carbon before it was born, then it would be considered a carbon. So how is it possible to have a firstborn animal which can be a carbon? It would be as follows. Mivakeres, an animal which is about to give birth to its first animal, first child, Shaisa Muberes, that it was pregnant. Omer, the owner says, Mashe b'me'eha shel zu, whatever there is inside this animal's stomach, im zachar, if it's a male oila, it should be an oila, then yolda zachar, if it does give birth to a male, yikrav oila, it should be brought as an oila, because since the oila came before it was born, it does not become a bachar. V'im nekeva zivchei shlamim, and if the owner said, if it gives birth to a female, it should be a shlamim, then the halacha is, yolda nekeva, tikrav shlamim, if it gives birth to a nekeva, to a female, it should be brought as a shlamim. What if the owner said, im zachar oila, if it's a male, it should be an oila, im nekeva zivchei shlamim, and if it's a female, it should be a shlamim, and then yolda zachar nekeva, it gave birth to twins, a male and a female. The halacha is, hazachar yikrav oila, the male should be brought as an oila, v'hanekeva tikrav shlamim, the female should be brought as a shlamim, although the owner did not expect it to be twins, still both of them have the status of a carbon. Mishnah Beis, yolda shnei zacharim. Here we're talking about an animal of chulin that the owner said that if my animal gives birth to a male, it should be an oila, and if it gives birth to a female, it should be a shlamim. Now it gave birth to two males, twin males. So the halacha is, echad mehem yikrav oila, one should be brought as an oila, v'hasheni yimacher lechayavei oila, the second one should be brought for the purpose of an oila, meaning it should be sold, and the money will be used to be brought to bring a carbon oila for someone who's obligated. V'dam of chulin, but its value is chulin. So the Mefarshim explained over here that the kedusha of an oila is chal on both of them, because he did say, if it's a male, it should be an oila. And here, both of them were a male. However, only one of them will be brought according to his neder, because that's what he said. If it is a male, it should be an oila. But the second one is sold to someone who's chayav in oila. So that animal will be brought as an oila, but dam of chulin, the money that the owner received for that oila, is chulin. The Mishnah continues. Yolda shtei nekevos, if let's say the animal gave birth to twins, two females, and the owner had stipulated, as we said earlier, if it's a male, it should be an oila, and if it's a female, it should be a shlamim. Then, achas meyam dekarav shlamim, one of them should be brought as a shlamim, v'ashniya timachel lechayav shlamim, and the second one should be sold to someone who's chayav shlamim, v'dameha chulin, and the money will be chulin, as we explained earlier. Yolda tumtum v'androgynous, what if the animal gave birth to a tumtum? That is an animal that is missing the male or female signs, or an androgynous, that's an animal that has both male and female. So those cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, Ein Kedusha Chala Aleim, the Kedusha would not be Chal on them. And the reason is, because since they can't be brought as a carbon, the Kedusha of a carbon won't be brought on them. However, the Gemara says that the Chacham disagree with Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and they say that there is a Kedusha on it, and we would have a suffix, we would have a doubt as to whether they are male or female.